You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, the Bible says. We don't get it sometimes. Listen to this. Okay. Go over to the book of Joshua. Okay? Joshua chapter 6. Start at verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because the children of Israel. So nobody went out and nobody came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given into your hands Jericho." Past tense. In fact, it's past participle. It's already done. I have given into your hand Jericho and the king and the mighty men of valor. Here's what he says. And all you have to do, verse 3, is walk around the city once. And just walk around once a day for 6 days. Then the seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And on the seventh day, you shall walk around the city seven times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of that trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. In other words, wherever you are, when the wall falls down, just run right in. Now, this is an amazing promise because it contains both the great, omnipotent move of God. I have given you this city. But it also contains the partnership of those who believe. He said, now, if you believe that I've done this, walk around the city once a day for 6 days. Now, are you willing to look like an idiot to the people? And don't say yes. I'm not asking you. I'm talking to the people here because you know good and well you ain't willing to look like an idiot. What would you do if God said to you, you know, you've been wanting me to heal you of that stage 4 cancer? And today I'm going to do it because I love you. I really do. I love you so much. And you've been praying. And here's what I want you to do. Don't laugh. I want you to take off your weave. And I want you to come down and dance with your stocking on. And everybody's going to know that what you've been wearing is not yours. And if you do that, I will heal you. 2/3 of the people would go back home with the cancer. Listen to me very carefully. The depth of the deliverance is tied into your willingness to look silly. Watch. Who else but God would take a stammering shepherd and send him to the most prestigious country of the then known world? Everybody in the Pharaoh's court was educated. And he sent a stammering man to that educated court. Why does he do that? Because he doesn't want anybody to take the credit for what he's about to do. And if he can strip you of pride, he'll strip you of your desire to be in charge. That's why Jesus would spit in people's mouth. Jesus would call people dogs. He would rub mud on people. He would ignore people. But you notice all of those people received what they wanted because they were not going to be discouraged by an external action. In their mind, they say, I believe you're going to do something. Watch. If you take the time to ignore me, then I know you're going to do something. Because I noticed that while you are ignoring me, you still standing here. I know while you are not answering my prayer, I'm still getting up in the morning. And wherever there's life, there's hope. I know, Father, that although things aren't the way I want them to be, I still have the joy of my salvation. So somewhere down the road, if I can believe it, if I can see it, you have to see yourself Instead of complaining, you go to God. You say, I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. You got to tell God stuff like that. God can't work with, well, this old building, keep on leaning. I got to move to a better home. God, I don't want to hear that. God wants to hear somebody. Says the world. God wants somebody who knows how to confess the positive and the negative. Why? Because you believe it. You can't believe the negative and the positive. Hence, you're going to have the struggle of, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You've got to see yourself victorious. You have to see those walls come down. You've got to believe it and start telling the wall you coming down. Start telling the condition you're going to die. It might not happen overnight, but you might have to walk 7 days. But when you get to the seventh day, you got to do it 7 times. You got to be willing to look like an idiot to get your deliverance. Glory! This man came to Jesus. The Bible says he had a withered hand. It meant that the tendons in his hand were no longer able to fully extend. So he was kind of bound up like this. And the Bible said he came to Jesus. He didn't even ask for anything. He just walked up. Jesus saw his hand, but then he saw that he believed, because if he didn't believe, he wouldn't have been up there. Jesus says, stretch out your hand. Ow! Didn't even pray for him. There are people in the Bible that Jesus did not have to pray for, because they already got the answer before they came to him. And all he's there to do is give you the instruction to move into that realm. Are you listening for the instruction, or are you waiting for somebody to pray? When I walk into the house of worship, I come in here saying, what bound me yesterday is not going to bind me today. And what kept me down the other day is not keeping me down today. Today I shall be healed. This woman that was bleeding for 12 years, she didn't say, if he'll pray for me. She said, if I can drag my weak self. I've been bleeding for 12 years. I spent all my money on doctors, and I'm worse off now than I was before. She said, but if I can just touch his clothes. She didn't say, if I touch him. She said, if I can touch his clothes. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus said, somebody touched my clothes. But he said, who touched me? Didn't nobody touch you. She touched your clothes. Yeah, but I'm in my clothes. So she touched me. He said, who did it? They said, you got all these people touching you. He said, somebody touched me with belief. All these folk in Bethel, somebody ought to have belief. Somebody ought to be pulling on him. Somebody ought to be saying, God, I'll not let my condition mess with my praise. When they walked around Jericho and walked around that last time and sounded that horn, everybody in the tribe. Now, I'm not some naive Christian. I know there was some folk in there who didn't scream, because there are folk in here that don't scream. If I said to you, God just said to me that he told us to build our church without a mortgage, and he said, son, have everybody scream. And when they scream, I'm gonna have what's his face? The Microsoft guy, Gates. I'm gonna have him write you a check for the whole thing. That wall gonna come down. But I need every mother's son and every father's daughter to scream. There'll still be at least one of you in here, and then we won't get our blessing. I need radical people. I need people who say, "Listen, it don't sound so diddy, but I'm gonna scream." I'm going to scream. I come from a Methodist church, so I got a method for my screaming. I'm going to scream. Now, he didn't tell me that. So hold on till you scream. When my sister died, my nephew's in-laws came to the funeral, and they're from a more mainline, you know, church. You know, they just do the books, you know. And he told me, he said, Eric, I want you to meet my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. And so I greeted him, and he said, I told them that the service was like nothing they ever experienced. He said, I had to warn them because they ain't used to this kind of stuff. I can look in your face right now and tell who is not used to this kind of stuff. You come from a dead place where you need CPR while you're in the service. But here at Bethel, we come in bumping. We come in dancing. We come in. Why? Because we know where God has brought us from. We believe that the light affliction that is in our life is not worthy to be compared to what's about to bust out of me. So that's why I dance. That's why I sing. That's why I shout. That's why I scream. Because I believe that in the noise, there's deliverance in the noise. I see, since the promise came from God in Joshua's book, then God was the one who had to fulfill it. If you allow me to use my holy imagination, God's hand was on top of the walls of Jericho. The angel said, aren't you going to push it? He said, I'm waiting. Angel said, what you waiting for, Jehovah? A sound. He said, what sound? Screaming. Angel said, you ain't never wait for screaming before. He said, it's a different dispensation. I need screaming now. Back under the law, I didn't need all that screaming. They just would see me as a fire and a cloud. But now I need participation. I need my people to let the devil know that they know they are delivered. I need my people to let the devil know they have victory. I need my people to prepare the way for me to move, so I'm waiting. The angel said, Lord, they're taking a while. He said, nope, they got one more circuit. And on the seventh circuit, every angel stopped to hear the sound of the scream. And when God heard the scream, he pushed the walls down. If your walls are still up, it's because you're not screaming. It's because you don't believe it. It's because you're afraid. It's because you doubt it. But if you know, we are not descendants of the tribe of Dan. We are not descendants of the tribe of Joseph. We are not descendants of the tribe of Naphtali. We are descendants of the tribe of Judah. And when Judah's mama had him, she said, thou art he whom the brethren shall praise. Lord, help me. God did not send Jesus through the other 11. He sent him through Judah. Why? Not because Judah was better, but because Judah means praise. What God was saying was, you lived in sin all these years, but I'm sending my son, and you ought to praise me. If you are willing to go to the next level, you will understand when God is sending you to a supernatural place. He will have you assess the next level. But you will see the enemy. That is a sign that you have victory. He didn't show it to you before. If you read the scripture, it said that God did not let the children of Israel go down a certain path because they would have seen the other tribes that were stronger. But when they were bad enough, when they were ready, he let them come against them. Do you understand that what you're going through, God is saying, I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what I need you to do is act like it's not there. Have your party in the midst of your bad time. Have your worship when you don't feel like worshiping. Stop making excuses and believe that this thing ain't gonna be here forever. It's just temporary. A synonym of being, of believing, is being convinced. Are you hearing me? Ooh. A synonym of believing is to be convinced. When someone tells you they love you and they do nothing for you, you're not convinced. I ain't convinced. You just telling me you love. No. Love is a noun and a verb. But when they do things for you, you become convinced. And when you are convinced, you just automatically step into provision mode. Sit down. You women, you talking, my man don't love me. That's because he ain't convinced you love him. He ain't convinced. You think sex convinces him? No, that's just a bodily function that everybody has. Well, not everybody, but that's just a bodily function. There are people that's even delivered from that. Hallelujah. But physical intimacy doesn't mean you love me. Physical intimacy is the icing on the cake of love. It comes after all the other ingredients are put in the cake. And if it's real good, the love and all the other ingredients, you might not even need the icing to prove the love. Y'all sitting here looking at me. Plenty of you have eaten cakes without icing. If she never ices the cake again, it don't mean she won't make you one. If God never does another thing, he's still worthy of every praise coming out of you. But when you are convinced, when you've been persuaded, and you believe, Jesus said it's gonna happen. Why? Because you have graduated to a spiritual realm that forces God to move. Watch. You say, wait a minute now, preacher. See, you just teaching all this stuff. What do you mean force God to move? Watch. The Bible says over in the book of Genesis that the people came together and said, let us build a tower that'll go all the way up to heaven. Now, you and I both know that they could not have built that tower all the way to heaven and survived because they would have been out of the oxygen. But God said, we better go down right now. Because they're going to do what they decided. Why? They believed it. They believed they could do it. They had the two main ingredients, belief and unity. They all spoke the same language. Do you hear what I'm saying? If every one of us in here said, Pastor, I'm with you. I believe God is going to do what he said. We're going to see it done. You. We don't understand the power of belief. It can change people. Do you understand? God can't move till he finds faith and belief. His hands are tied. That's why he said when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth? I think it's not too much. Because we are living beneath the privilege of walking in powerful belief. When you believe, you have a swagger. Not arrogant, but assurance. We're going to lay you off. Fine. Now I got time for vacation. But how are you going to go somewhere and you don't have a job? I don't need a job to go somewhere. God will touch somebody's heart. I could paint pictures for you, and if you believe, they would come to pass. The devil stops us with belief because we start thinking about possibility. Jesus said all things are possible if you believe. Woo! 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 The doctor says type 2 diabetes has no cure. If you believe, watch this. They're not counting on your God giving you new pancreas. They're looking at the situation from the natural, but you're looking at it like blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, If You Can Just Believe, or the program number, 06219P. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. invites you to three nights of discussions that will empower you to grow closer with the Lord and fulfill God's plan for your life. It's happening Wednesday, July 17th, Thursday, July 18th, and Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. nightly in the main sanctuary of Bethel Deliverance International Church. It is Bishop Lambert's heart for every believer to understand the principles of God, develop a renewed mind, and strive to achieve an abundant life in Christ. Plan now to be a part of these three nights of interactive discussions that will enlighten believers as we prepare to develop and move to the other side of growth in our life with Christ. We look forward to seeing you Wednesday, July 17th through Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. nightly. Call 215-885-2585 for more information. Join Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian M. Weatherspoon as they present another in-depth study of ministry training at the next Making of a Minister session on Saturday, July 27th at 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come prepared to delve into biblical exegesis and learn how to craft your sermon. These sessions are free, but you must register to attend. Call 215-885-2585 to register today. That's 215-885-2585. For more information, visit www.betheldeliverance.org. Don't miss these empowering sessions that will equip you with the proper tools for preaching and teaching the Word of God. We look forward to seeing you at the next Making of a Minister session, Saturday, July 27th, at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Iron sharpens iron.
The Climbing Higher radio broadcast features dynamic teaching brought to you by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and the media ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church. Through this outreach, believers are empowered to walk in daily victory. Non-believers are enlightened to seek a relationship with the Lord. Families are strengthened through teachings that examine dynamics of their relationships. And overall, the Lord is being lifted up through the airwaves around the globe. We invite you to partner with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church as we seek to impact our culture with the unadulterated Word of God and the power of our living Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God changes lives, and in these last days, we need to reach as many souls as possible with the message of truth. Jesus saves. He not only came to save our souls from eternal damnation, but He came to give us abundant life while here on this earth. You can help us reach the world with this message. Simply go to the BethelDeliverance.org media tab and scroll down to the Bethel Media Outreach Partnership link to safely give online with a one-time gift, or you can set up recurring payments for monthly donations. It's safe, quick, easy, and impactful. For more information or to speak with a representative, call 215-885-2585, extension 409. We thank you for standing with us as we continue to further the kingdom of God.